Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What do you make of that comment? This could be the best thing that happens for us. I think we're going to hit our stride while other teams are hitting adversity. Is that wishful thinking, or is this guy know what he's doing?
I think he knows what he's doing, but I also think making a statement like that is part of knowing what he's doing. It's trying to instill confidence, and it's a lot of this, I think, is coach speak in front of cameras and microphones. But that being said, I think there are positives that come out of the loss last night. The defense, the way they played against that offense, mm-hmm. was a real positive for the Lions. Philadelphia went 1-for-6 on the tush push. Let me restate that. Philadelphia was 1-for-6 on the tush push.
Was really actually pretty damn gratifying.
Yeah. So I give kudos to the defense. They did a great job last night and kept this team in. It gave them a chance to win. And not an easy thing to do when you're working with short fields as a defense. Philadelphia had three drives that started in Lions territory in the first half, resulted in 6 points. One a really short field goal, and the other one, they had to drive a little bit to get there. They had 27 yards on the drive to get the field goal. But you know, when you're starting in the territory, you should get points. Lions weren't able to get that play. They weren't able to convert the fourth down play, which is completely new to this team and this fan base. We're used to seeing the Lions convert at a pretty good clip the fourth down plays, and they did not. Were they chasing their tail a little bit? It felt like that at the end. When you look at the end result, and it's 0-for-5 on fourth down, it completely empty, and that looks like you're chasing it a little bit, and then you start to go back and think about things. And I would imagine that there was a discussion before the game when you knew how bad the weather was going to be in terms of the wind. And it wasn't cold as whatever, but it was windy and it was going to affect kicking. And if you know that going into it, then maybe you start to think about a game of field position. And then when you see how well your defense is playing, do you start thinking of maybe we need to have a game of field position?
Yeah, I need to punt here and get the football back with a fresh set of downs around the same spot because the defense can stop them.
Exactly. Try to pin them deep, and if they get that stop, then maybe you're the team that starts in plus territory.
It's hard for us to throw. It's hard for them to throw, too.
So
I'm doing a decent job against Saquon here.
And as much as I think last night's game is mostly on Dan Campbell because of those decisions, because he didn't do the field position game, I don't think that that's something that you have to look at every week and say, well, you can't gamble on fourth down. I think everything is situational and circumstantial. And last night's circumstances was the perfect storm for them to say, let's punt, and they didn't. I don't suspect that the circumstances or the situation is going to dictate the same thing on Sunday against the Giants or next Thursday against the Packers.
Kang, what did you make of the comments from Campbell there that it might be the best thing to happen for them, and he thinks they'll be hitting their stride when everybody else is starting to face adversity?
Yeah, to answer your question on that cut, I think he absolutely knows what he's talking about. The big picture, he's absolutely right. The question is, can they peak at the right time? Because it is all about peaking when the playoffs come around. You could finish the season 15-2, we all know this, and lose your first playoff game. It means nothing. Right now, though, the problem is they still have to get into the playoffs, because as the standings are where they are, the Lions are not in the playoffs. So you can learn from stuff, but you got to win some games too. And luckily, they got the Giants coming in town, a game you should win and get some confidence back and correct the things that he believes are correctable. But in the end, it's all about what you do in the playoffs. And he's using these losses as, you know, reminders or whatever you want to call them. Like, hey, we don't get our stuff together. This stuff can happen. We're close, but we're not there. And he keeps saying that, but now it's to go and put that into action. And so I understand what he's trying to say. It is about the playoffs. It's about peaking at the right time. If you haven't been through adversity, then you don't know how you're going to react, right? He's basically saying, we've gone through it now, man. We're 6-4. We've been through the tough schedule, everything. I think we know what we need to work on and get to work.
Well, the big question I think a lot of people have is, can they do it up front offensively? That's a question that, you know, no matter how good or bad, when they look back at it, how good or bad they've been all year, they have to be better than they were last night. On a scale of 1 to 10, if 10 is absolute dominant offensive line play, can they be a 10 this year? I'm not sure they can. In fact, my guess is they probably can't be a 10 this year. Can they be a 7 at their best? And does that include the players that are being used right now, or do they got to take a look at Miles Frazier, or do they got to take a look at Tristan Colon snapping and moving some people? I don't know. Not an O-line coach. I like their O-line coach.
I think the scariest thing about the offense moving forward is moving forward without Sam LaPorta.
Yeah.
For at least the next 3 games. That's concerning.
Yep.
Because he is such a vital part to this offense. You saw last night how much they missed him, and him being placed on IR last week. That's a big stumbling block.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Brock Wright got more targets than LaPorta typically gets. LaPorta typically gets 5.5 targets. Wright got 7. They end up throwing the ball a lot. There was a play, though, the fourth down play, the pass to Amon-Ra in the back of the end zone that was incomplete. Brock Wright was coming wide open.
Yeah.
But Goff didn't have time to work his way through his progressions. Because, oddly, Penei Sewell gave up a quick pressure to Jalen Phillips off the edge. Sewell's really good, but Phillips got him on that play, and Goff, I think, just threw it to his best receiver, where his number one option was supposed to be, and hope he could make a play on it, because he didn't have time.
No, and as he's getting ready to throw it, that's when Brock Wright got open, so that play needs just a little bit of time to develop to get him to be there. But he was painfully open. Unfortunately, he didn't have all that time.
Yep. Well, look,
I imagine he would tell us that Jared Goff would tell us tomorrow that he should have recognized earlier or seen that could have been a good matchup. I don't know what he'll – I think he'll say something like that because he'll put some of the blame on himself rather than throw the offensive line under the bus. But it was an equal catastrophe. Between, I think, receivers, quarterback, and offensive line play, and coaching.
Yeah, yeah. And it's crazy because, in retrospect, the defense pretty damn good. Pretty damn good.
That's I think that's championship caliber defense if they play like that.
Yeah.
Against a quarterback that can beat you in multiple ways, against a running back. Now, in fairness, Saquon Barkley has not had a good season. Last year was outstanding. This year he's been pedestrian. But that is still a team offensively that has gifted players, whether it's Devontae Smith or A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Dallas Goedert. They've got good players and obviously the dual threat of the quarterback.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Jack Campbell had 15 tackles last night. Dude's all over the
field. How is it 139 and now this is the first time you're saying Jack Campbell had 15 tackles?
Because, you know, I've just kind of been waiting. Honestly, mostly because people have been venting. Yeah. And we've let them vent, and that's fine. I mean, we had our complaints too. And nobody, you know, we're not.
I haven't looked, but I'm going to guess that Anzalone had a number.
Had six. He and Rocky Asin, second on the team, and Brian Branch all had six tackles. Guess what? Are the phones back? Oh, maybe. We don't know. We thought the phones were back. Phones are down, getting some maintenance, which has affected our video streams as well. So people have been patient with it. We do have text. We do not have a fax machine set up. So no fax machine today, but 248-539-9797. Get your calls or your texts over. It's a last chance to get your champ and chump votes in as we tally them up and post on our website on Tuesday who the people select as champ and chump of the weekend. It's Carson Anderson. Just a reminder, you can stream the show using the Odyssey app. Get it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Then you can listen to this show and all the shows here on 97.1 anytime, anywhere in the country. Same thing through our website, 971theticket.com. Streaming with video, which I guess is up right now at twitch.tv and youtube.com. Are the phones back? Phones are back. Let's go. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.